USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news from Washington. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta has resigned. He was standing beside President Trump as they announced the resignation earlier this morning. It comes amid the outcry over Acosta's role in a controversial plea deal for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was a U.S. attorney in Florida back in 2008. President Trump says he completely left it up to Acosta about whether to leave his position.
I watched Alex yesterday. I thought Alex did a great job. And, you know, you can always second-guess people, and you can say it should have been tougher. They do it with me all the time. I make a great deal with anybody. And then they say, like the Democrats, oh, it could have been better.
A magnitude 4.9 earthquake rattling the Ridgecrest area of Southern California just before 6:30 local time this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot Off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
Don't take chances if you're in the path of now Tropical Storm Barry. That's the word from the White House. Deputy Press Chief Hogan Gidley spoke on Fox's America's Newsroom.
Our prayers are with the people of the Gulf Coast and Louisiana who are in the path of this horrible storm. A lot of rain down there. I have a lot of friends in that region. And listen to the president's tweet. Pay attention to your local authorities.
Some parts of Louisiana expected to get as much as 25 inches of rain as the storm rolls onshore late tonight or early tomorrow, possibly as a Category 1 hurricane. Former Vice President Joe Biden continuing to lead the Democratic field for president in a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. Biden has 26% support in this one. In second is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren with 19%. Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders have 13%. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker speaking out as the Trump administration gears up to deport illegal aliens with criminal records. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
ICE officers will begin President Trump's promised deportation sweep this weekend, targeting about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders and remain here in the United States. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is a fan of the deportations.
If I got an order from a court, I would uphold believing in America and the rule of law when that action takes place.
The operation is meant to target members of illegal immigrant families who arrived during the border surge. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In light of the recent back-to-back earthquakes in California, insurance rates on the rise in the state for some homeowners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
About a million Californians have quake insurance. Some 250,000 will soon be paying 2 to 3 times more than they have been. And it doesn't have anything to do with those recent powerful quakes in Southern California. The latest scientific evidence about where big quakes are likely to hit points to Southern California, and that's why some people in the L.A. area are looking at $2,000 a year premiums, while homeowners in Sacramento and Northern California can get a year of quake coverage for only about $300. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.